Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
No, that's not what we're doing.
No.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
Are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists.
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, there she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering.
It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped. No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah. I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Corn.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the minicast. Today on the minicast, we're going to talk about... What are we talking about?
We're talking about the satanic rites of Dracula.
Yes, or Count Dracula and his vampire bride in some countries from 1973. Peter Cushing and Christopher, who's he, what's it?
Christopher Lee.
I'm over these movies, Kathy.
And Peter Tushing.
Yeah, I like Peter Cushing. I think I might like him better in the non-Hammer movies that I've seen him in. But
oh, yeah. And I like him, I think, more than Christopher Lee.
He has bigger parts in these roles, right? Like Christopher Lee's always the monster. Always the monstery
He's
monster.
He's always Dracula.
Yeah. So many Draculas.
And I'm really over him being Dracula.
We've seen a lot of Christopher Lee Dracula now. So the Satanic Rites of Dracula from 1973, directed by Alan Gibson. Evil begets evil on the Sabbath of the undead. That's very serious.
Why did they have to kill the rooster? I thought he was just hanging out.
That's one of my, okay, so one of my favorite moments in this movie is not the killing of the rooster, but that the first several minutes of the movie, you're in this sort of, you know, satanic rites or whatever, and they keep going to a shot of the bird head, of the rooster head, just like sitting there looking at you.
And he's hanging out with the cult for a while.
And it's the same shot like three times. I'm like, they have to cut to the bird watching? Like, it's like he's a person. It's like...
That's why I was so mad when they killed him. I'm like, he's been part of your cult. Hanging out.
I just kept laughing. I couldn't help it. And then, of course, yeah.
The 70s music in the back.
Sacrificed him.
But I was so pissed off.
That music, oh my God. Okay, so... Okay. As soon as you turn this movie on and you're watching, you are very clearly, directly catapulted into the 1970s with this music. It's so dated for the 1970s.
The instruments they use and everything.
Everything. The bow, chick, bow, 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 chick, bow, bow. You know, like the like lightly pornographic...
It's so terrible.
So the police and British security forces call in Professor Van Helsing, which is always what Peter plays, to help them investigate satanic ritual, which has been occurring in a large country house and which has been attended by a government minister, an eminent scientist, and the Secret Service chief. The owner of the house, does anyone care? No, is a mysterious property tycoon who is found to be behind a sinister plot involving a deadly plague. It is, in fact, Dracula, who, sick of his interminable existence, has decided he must end it all. He must end it all in the only way possible, by destroying every last potential victim. Okay. Like, do we care? Does anybody care?
No, I don't. But this is really about wiping out humanity by developing a bubonic plague.
Yeah. That's, mm-hmm.
And it's so all of these people, I guess, do his bidding.
Yes.
Right? And then we find out that the 23rd of the month, Van Helsing discovers, is the Sabbath of the undead. Mm-hmm. Which is where they now do this ritual. My favorite part is where
she's saying it like she's a fucking robot. Let me just give you the plot again.
All right.
And then no, I gave the plot. Oh. Then you gave the plot.
No, but I,
and now you're like, I'm my
no,
favorite
that was
part.
That was mostly a question. I want to make sure I had that right.
No, it's just, I wondered. Okay. You're like, was that the plot or do we not really know still?
I have to say it out loud to clarify it because there were so many parts. I watched this in parts and it wasn't even that long. But
I just like when you got to the part where you're like, my favorite part was.
He kills him with a fence post.
Yeah. Yes.
And he drives it through his heart and then Dracula disintegrates into ashes. And then Van Helsing like retrieves his ring like he's just won.
That was your favorite part.
I say this, it's like tongue in cheek because every movie with Cushing and Lee, it's this cockfight.
I know.
Towards the end. And
that's actually the better part of this movie is that last 20
scene.
Minutes.
I know.
Because it's action Jackson. It's totally like, you know, that like 70s action music starts to move in full force. And I'm like, oh, we're chasing Shaq down the street. Like it's that music. And
yes.
But it's actually Van Helsing and Dracula having a, you know, fisticuffs to the end, which feels a little funny to me. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.